Pastor Matthew Stuckey here from Verity Baptist Church. And as a missionary pastor, I regularly get asked questions regarding missions and church planning and living in a foreign country. And I decided I want to start making regular videos to discuss these things, to help people that have questions, people that might want to become missionaries one day or might want to visit on a missions trip. And so in this video, what I want to discuss is Acts chapter 1, verse 8. This is a very famous verse in Baptist churches. You'll often see Acts 1 verse 8 on the wall behind the church, and they'll say that we're trying to reach our Jerusalem. And I think that's a great phrase and a great idea. And I'm going to read you Acts chapter 1 verse 8 real quickly. But ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and in the uttermost part of the earth. And so here Jesus mentions four different areas, and he first mentions Jerusalem, which is where they are located. And so the first church, it was meeting in Jerusalem. What he's saying is, I eventually want you to branch out into other areas. And as we read through the book of Acts, we see that the fulfillment of that is really getting churches started in these areas. And so I want you to notice in this verse, it says both in Jerusalem. It says both, but then four places are mentioned. So the question would be, why does it use the word both if there's four places mentioned? What the Bible's saying is both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, both in Jerusalem and in Samaria, both in Jerusalem and unto the uttermost part of the earth. The idea is that as you are branching out and getting churches started in different areas, that you can never forsake your local area. The first local area that God has blessed you with, that God has led you to, that you're centrally located in, that must remain strong as you're also going out and starting churches in other areas. Question is, did they obey this? Well, not really at first, because what you see is them doing a lot of soul winning, they're getting persecution, and the church is growing, it's becoming huge, which the enemies of God are very mad about. Then in Acts chapter 7, you have the famous stoning of Stephen. And then, of course, Saul, who would one day become Paul the Apostle, was there for that event. And then in Acts 8 verse 1, the Bible says, and Saul was consenting unto his death, and at that time there was a great persecution against the church which was at Jerusalem, and they were all scattered abroad throughout the regions of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. So all of a sudden, they're scattered into Judea and also Samaria, which are two of the areas that Jesus said he wanted, you know, them to reach, not just Jerusalem, but all Judea and then Samaria. But notice it was the church at Jerusalem. They have that one church at Jerusalem. Then in Acts 9, verse 31, then had the churches, plural, rest throughout all Judea and Galilee and Samaria, were edified and walking in the fear of the Lord and the comfort of the Holy Ghost were multiplied. Now, all of a sudden, they've got churches started in Judea, all Judea, it says, and also Samaria, which are two of the areas mentioned in Acts chapter 1, verse 8. So the idea that Jesus is referencing is the idea of church planting. Because if you really want to fully reach Samaria, what you need is a bona fide real church in that area that's going soul winning every single week, that's preaching the word of God, that's getting people baptized, that is doing their best to fulfill the Great Commission, and laborers are being added into the harvest to go out and do the work. And so every church should have this mindset of wanting to get churches started, not just becoming a strong church in your local area, but eventually get churches started. Now, of course, you've got to start with your Jerusalem. You've got to become strong in your local area before you're going to be able to reach other areas. But the goal is that as you grow and as another church invested to start your church in the past, you ought to do the same as you grow and become strong and invest into starting in a new church yourself. Of course, there's a lot of questions that come up, like what about missions trips to fulfill this Acts 1 verse 8 and things like that. And what I'll say is missions trips are a great supplement to Acts chapter 1 verse 8. But if you really want to fully reach those areas, you need to get churches started. Before our church in Manila was started, we actually had a missions trip. And what that told us was there's definitely a need, and we decided, Pastor Amen has decided, let's go and start that church. So missions trips obviously have their role, and there's certain areas of the world where maybe you can't really start a church, but a missions trip is a great thing to do at this time. But really the idea that for every church ought to be, we want to become strong and grow and eventually reach all Judea, eventually reach Samaria, eventually do our best to reach the uttermost part of the earth. And if every church had that goal, we could do a great job of getting real bona fide churches started throughout the world. Thank you, and God bless.